Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Evan Woodbury does an incredible job for MLive.com. Tigers MLB insider. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Evan?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hi. You know, we've had different conversations from spring training to push it back to the offseason. You go through the start of the season, sweep in Houston where they were surprising us to now bottoming out. And then the bats come alive the last couple of days and the bullpen just stunk it up yesterday. Where are you at right now and everything going on with the Tigers?
Well, you know, honestly, I didn't think this team would be good this year, and I thought that they might be bad this year. But I didn't think, nor I think should anyone have thought, that they would be historically bad. Like, we're talking about the 2019 team, the 2003 team, you know, one of which were both among the worst teams in modern baseball history, which is quite an accomplishment. So the fact that this team is being mentioned in the same breath as the 2019 team is not a good thing. And that should not be the case at this point. And whenever you want to start the rebuild clock, whether you want to start it in 2016, 2017, or 2018, it should not be at where it is right now. So I think, you know, a lot of the things you alluded to just a second ago, I think that there needs to be less patience maybe than there was in 2019. Maybe when it becomes clear, you know, certain guys that are not going to be part of the short-term future, that are not going to be on the team even in 2021, you know, let's take a look at someone else, and not even necessarily a prospect. Yes, obviously the focus is going to be on the prospect, but if there's someone, as I wrote today, if there's someone that's hitting the ball well in Toledo, you know, what is there to lose to take a look at him in Detroit, even regardless of his prospect status? I think there needs to be a little bit less patience, just because, you know, this is, whether you want to call it 5 years in or 4 years in or however long it is in, you know, this should not be a team that is as bad as it has been through the first, you know, 5 weeks of the season.
You know, outside of Candelario's consistent bat this year, and he's pushing 300, the only guy in the regular lineup, rotation, whatever you want to call it, to be doing it. And like I said before I went to you, is that there are a few guys that I even would think would be with this team a year from now. And so the point is, if you're Al Avila, if you're the front office, if you're owner Chris Illich, right, is that what's the point or the plan of what you're doing with this roster right now in the 2021 season?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. And I think it goes back to, like, rewinding a bit. When we were in the heart of the rebuild, let's say 2017, everyone was looking at the calendar and saying, okay, when does a significant chunk of money come off the payroll, some of these bloated contracts, aging players? And everyone pointed to this last winter after the 2020 season, which is when Zimmerman came off the books, which when all the old payments for Verlander came off the books, the Prince Fielder payments were off the books. You know, they had very few financial commitments, and everybody looked at this winter as the time that was going to be, okay, they're going to make maybe not a kind of splash with like a $300 million free agent, but they're going to spend freely. They're going to upgrade multiple positions with high-level players. And they obviously didn't do that. They made some signings that may or may not turn out well, bargains. You know, Grossman seems like a nice player, but that's not going to move the needle a whole bit. Wilson Ramos has been fine, although not great defensively, but they knew that going in. But, you know, that's not going to move the needle a whole lot. They didn't make any really moves that could move the needle. And I think that's what the question is now going into next year. You know, is this the payroll of the Tigers going forward? Is this going to be a bottom of the league payroll team? And if it is, when you've got $30 million committed to Miguel Cabrera, who's not productive, which is roughly one third of their payroll or so, you know, that's a challenge. So I think, you know, there's been a lot of focus on Al Avila, and totally understandably. But I think a lot of that focus also needs to go to the ownership. And, you know, yes, the days of spending $200 million, those are probably over for good. But that doesn't mean that they have to be a bottom of the league payroll team. And if they are going to be a bottom of the league payroll team, it's going to be really tough to make the kind of upgrades they need in the short term or the long term.
You mentioned Cabrera, and I look at it and say, okay, is he really going to help you get back to where you need to go? Yes, you're going to have to pay him. But at what point would you, again, you look at what the Angels did in the final year of Pujols' 10-year deal. But do you look at Miguel and a buyout and get somebody young in there who gets at bats, who starts, or a mid-level major leaguer who comes in and can, like Crone did last year, that until he got hurt, that gives you something that could be a guy that sticks around 3 or 4 or 5 years? Well, what do? You ride it out until Cabrera's going to be almost 43? That seems crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how the Tigers handle it. At least in the short term, they're not competing for the playoffs right now. There are very few reasons to go to Comerica Park other than just to enjoy the sunshine and get a hot dog. One of them right now is, you know, in theory, as in the months to come, to see Miguel Cabrera chasing 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, getting some of those milestones. Obviously, he's not doing really well on that trip right now, but that is, in theory, a way in which Miguel provides some value to the club, just because there's not a whole lot of other drawing cards right now. But as, in theory, if the Tigers continue to get better, which hasn't happened yet, but if they do get better and if they are in a point where they're contending for the playoffs, yeah, he becomes more of a liability. That's pretty clear. I think, you know, at the end of the day, though, Albert Pujols would still be with the Angels if he was agreeable to being an occasional pinch hitter, maybe DHing, you know, once a week. He wasn't agreeable to that. He didn't want to do that. You know, flash forward to 2023 or so, maybe the Tigers are in the same position with Miguel Cabrera, or maybe he does understand, hey, you know, I've made a bunch of my milestones. It's a younger, better team now. I'm just here to help out where I can, pinch hit once in a while, be a good veteran presence. You know, if he accepts that role, then I could totally see him playing to the end of his contract without a problem. If he's more like Pujols and really wants to continue to be an everyday player, I think that may be tougher to sustain. We'll have to see.
Evan Woodbury, MLive.com, Tigers MLB insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner of your Detroit Tigers. Yeah, looking at Cabrera, I know 61 ABs and fighting through an injury doesn't make a season or career, but 22 strikeouts, just not getting around on the pitches he used to. And then you stop and you look at the power, only a couple of home runs, and gosh, and you look at RBIs with 5 in 17 games. I mean, the numbers are sad because Miguel Cabrera has done so much for this franchise, and I'm not saying push him off to the baseball retirement home, but man, there's a point where no matter his name on the back of his jersey, that he doesn't warrant being in the lineup. I mean, look what they did yesterday without him and put up, 9 runs until the bullpen gave it away. It looked like they're going to steal another win in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing that concerns me most about Miguel Cabrera's slump is not so much the lack of hits, because, you know, the nature of baseball is that sometimes you're lucky and sometimes hits fall, sometimes they don't. It's the strikeouts.
Yes.
And just because that's so uncharacteristic of him to strike out at that kind of pace. And it's really bad timing, because the Tigers are striking out at a ridiculous pace as a team, and to have a guy that doesn't traditionally strike out as much be striking out at that kind of rate is just not really helpful at all. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. It's not a tough decision yet for A.J. Hinch, just because there are no other really attractive options either in the lineup or in the heart of the order. I mean, there just aren't that many guys that are hitting at all right now. So it's not like there's someone pressing him, saying, hey, we really need to get this guy at the number 3 or 4 hole because he's hitting so well. But if that does happen in the days or weeks to come, you know, it will be interesting to see how he handles it. It's going to be kind of his first diplomatic-type situation where he's going to have to sit down to Cabrera and say, hey, you know, we appreciate it, but we need to hit bat 7th or 8th now, or we need you to, you know, become a part-time player or something like that. It hasn't reached that point, like I said, because the Tigers aren't very good. They're not contending for anything, and there are no other options at the moment. But if it arises, I think it'll be a real test for Hinch to see how he handles it.
You know, speaking of handling things, looking at the team line on their batting statistics, it's about as ugly as you'll ever see in Major League Baseball you've ever seen. 339 strikeouts. You talked about the large number in the 1,025 at-bats as a team. Team batting average right now through 32 games, 207. And 339 strikeouts. Oh, my Lord. That is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It's a number that would be, I mean, they're striking out in about 30% of plate appearances right now, give or take, which only, say, like 5 years ago would have been absolutely unthinkable. And then like 20 years ago would have been, you know, so ridiculous that you couldn't even fathom it. So, I mean, it's part of it is the way the game is going right now, which is very unhealthy, in which the batting average is down and strikeouts are up. But the Tigers are at the vanguard of that movement, where they lead the league in strikeouts and have the lowest batting average in the league. And so I guess all the trends that are happening in baseball right now that are not good for the game are manifesting themselves most noticeably in the Tigers lineup. And it's not pretty. I mean, it's made for some games that are not really fun to watch just because they're not putting the ball in play a whole lot.
Man, you just look at that team line. 207 batting average, 1,025 ABs, 339 strikeouts. Wow. That is just like, that is shocking. It really is. So with this lineup, again, you're going to get games where they put it together like they have yesterday. But, man, I don't see a lot of, you know, okay, I'm looking forward to 2022, 2023, and I just don't see these guys helping. I really don't. There might be one or two of these guys that could be around with this team next year. Evan Woodbury, fantastic reporter, MLive.com, follows the Tigers Major League Baseball. Wonderful conversation, Evan. I always appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.